Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler on the Tuesday, February the 17th radio program.
You okay today?
Yeah, I'm fine. How about you?
Radio program.
All right, so some of the things that you probably are interested in knowing more about: the American sniper killer, Mr. Chris Guy, happened to get a peek at some of American Sniper yesterday.
Oh, did you sneak in?
Well, I suppose maybe you would say that.
Yes.
That's how it could be described, perhaps, yeah, by somebody right. of a small mind.
Yeah. So I was troubled by a number of things, but mostly the depiction of what went on during the war in Iraq. As you know, I was a critic of the war from the very beginning until I actually went over there and looked at some of the same sort of scenes that were in the movie. And the only reason that I think we had to stay there at that point was to clean up our mess. Now we have more of a mess that we have to deal with because of ISIS, which is created out of the remnants of the Iraqi war, and all the other things that are going on in the Middle East. But to more focus on Chris Kyle and that whole culture in our country of having weaponry and hunting and that sort of thing. As the movie begins, you see him with his father out shooting a deer. And then as the movie almost ends, you see Chris Kyle as an adult going out with his son, teaching him how to shoot and kill. And the comment that was made had something to do with it's something like a responsibility to stop a beating heart. And I thought that that was raw. Somebody like me who has been around animals all of his life and has respect for most life, you'll hear me from time to time talking about woodchucks and other varmint that bother the farm. I guess coyotes, I mean, I guess it's all relative. I think we tend to have more sensitivities toward deer or things like that when they're shot. But there is a culling that's needed sometimes of these animals, and shooting them is more humane. People make that argument and do a pretty good job making the argument than letting them starve in some of the suburbs. Having said that, back to the culture of guns and killing and the glorification, I guess, in a sense, of Chris Kyle by those who were in the service because of what he did to get rid of many of the enemy, the way that it's done. I was trying to figure out what Clint Eastwood's message really was, because he directed, produced the movie, put it all together, and has been highly touted as one of his best works, certainly in the last 10, 15 years. And the movie has done fantastically well. Is it taking about $700 million just here in America?
300 and something, I think.
I think it's, well, it's $700 million around the world, but it's taking a lot of money. A lot of people are going to see it. Have either of the two of you seen it?
I haven't. I'd like to, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I haven't either.
It's disturbing. But
I'm sure.
Maybe that's the point of it, in a sense, telling the story about a fellow who didn't look at himself as being a hero, but yet many people around him did. The troubles that come as a result of being involved in that sort of killing, what it does to you psychologically. He seemed to have cleaned himself up, and then he's dispatched by this guy who's on trial, Eddie Ray Routh, I believe is how you pronounce the name, R-O-U-T-H. He was shown in the courtroom yesterday saying that he had killed two men and that he knew it was wrong. In the police interrogation room, when he had been captured after Kyle and his friend were killed, then he sort of let it all hang out. So that was shown during the court proceedings yesterday. Quote, I knew if I didn't take his soul, he was going to take mine next, he said to the police interrogator on the recording. I'm just tired of playing chess with my life. It's a deeply disturbed man who I believe was a Marine. And so this trial and the killing of and then the story of Chris Kyle, at the end of the movie, they show his actual funeral procession going down the highway and how people lined the highway, were on the bridges, the acclaim this guy won for having killed as many as he did in the Iraq War. It was troubling for me. It was troubling because we've set people up, we've trained them to do this sort of work, and once again, I think part of the reflection of the movie was that he and many others, I mean, the pictures of the men, and these were real men, who lost their legs, their arms in that brutal war, just brought back again the horrors of the war, the horrors of what we were dealing with, the people who are subhumans. I mean, they have no regard for life at all. But then you could argue, well, neither did our guys because they were shooting them. Well, who was shooting first? And the whole contrived situation of going over there and what we were put through as a country and what more specifically these men have been put through. And then the aftermath, when you hear the stories about how many of them have post-traumatic stress disorder and they aren't being taken care of. I mean, there's a whole, you see the conflict in my mind as I'm watching this and trying to figure out what the real message is. So it's those of you who have seen the movie, perhaps you can reflect on that. 888-302-3684. Josh is a veteran calling. Good day. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was calling to let you know that I've seen the movie, and I've also spent time over in Iraq. Chris Kyle, to me, yeah, he was a sniper, but he is a hero to me because he saved countless Marines, Navy, Air Force.
Yep, he did. That was very. That was part of the story that was well told in there. Well, how many men he saved.
And that's what I want to let you know. Clint Eastwood was trying to get people who are not in the military, not in the service, who not served time over there, to know, hey, this is what really happened. This is how it was when Chris Kyle was over there and what he dealt. And then also, too, you know, the teacher about the stopping a beating heart, he was telling his son pretty much, hey, it's hard to stop a beating heart. Sometimes you have to do it.
Well, yeah, sometimes you do have to do it. And that was, I think, the story going back to what he did to protect as many Americans. So he was very, if the story is accurate, he was a selfless fighter. And he did. There were countless.
He loved America.
Yeah.
As most Americans should. He loved America and he wanted to protect America. And that's what he did. That's what his job was. And I think he did it very well.
Well, I appreciate
think he did it perfectly.
Yep. All right, thank you. 888-302-3684. I don't think there's any criticism of him. I think he did do, at least the story seems to be that he did.
He was good at what he did, right?
Yeah, he was good at what he did, and he did save. He wasn't just, at least the story the movie presents of him, is that he wasn't just a sniper, and he wasn't just a soldier, but he took it all very seriously. To the toll that it took on his family. And that's part of the story, too. Anyway, I thought it was worthwhile. But this guy clearly is out of his mind dispatched to Kyle. Clearly.
But I heard that people were speculating that this is going to be a really ugly thing for some people to hear because nobody, you know, people talk a lot about post-traumatic stress, but they don't really have to see it. And apparently, pundits for this trial, anyway, said that there's going to be some pretty ugly stuff uncovered because of
I think we need to be uncovering this stuff. I think it's time that these stories are told. Once again, I will repeat what I have said many, many times in the past 3 or 4 months about how derelict we are in taking care of these men that we put into harm's way. They volunteered, like Kyle, took the protection of their country seriously, and we dishonor them. Dishonor is the nicest thing I can say about it. We screw them over. in the name of budgetary constraints and mismanagement and lunacy on the part of people who are supposed to be administrators, and they're appointed by bureaucrats who are appointed by politicians, and we screw these guys over. The fact that this man who shot Kyle was even on the street is shameless. And yet, every single contractor, every single machine part, everything, the items of war, all were paid for. Every single contractor, every single defense, whether it's the contractors that provide the men. You remember one of the lines in the story, there was some job, and the fellow who was played by, I think it's Eric, he was on television sort of star, he was in this. He says, well, we have to call in a contractor to do that particular job. Well, those guys were all paid, and paid well. And so were the people who built the Humvees and the MRAPs and provided the bazookas and the machine guns and the bullets and stuff. Those people have all been paid. And handsomely so. But have our men been repaid for their service to the country? In many cases, the answer to that is no. And that's shameless. Okay, enough on this. It's 18 after the hour. A lot of food for thought. Help yourself to email or to Facebook or social media with comments about this. 18 after on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
So, a singer's voice is silenced by her passing at the age of 68. Leslie Gore, who had some big hits when I was a kid, like It's My Party, Judy's Turn to Cry, You Don't Own Me. She died in New York yesterday. She had serious cancer, obviously. A lot of people said that she was quite the woman. She was a short, small little thing, but had a lot of humanitarian in her. She was from New Jersey, was a junior in high school when Quincy Jones signed her to Mercury Records and produced It's My Party. It was the number one song for 3 weeks in 1963. This was the first smash single that Quincy Jones ever produced. And then she recorded the Judy's Turn to Cry, which sold millions of copies. I think Amy Winehouse covered It's My Party for a Quincy Jones tribute album.
Really?
Yeah. She came out serving. She was on a number of sort of television shows and stuff. But anyway, her final album was released in 2005. So her passing noted here on Good Day, Leslie Gore at the age of 68. Meanwhile, some better things, some things that will make you smile, I suppose. Well, the idea is to smile. Jimmy Fallon starts off our overview of what happened on Late Night Monologues last night.
This massive snowstorm here, I just want to say hey to all our friends in the Northeast. Hope you guys are all safe. They just keep getting more and more snow. In fact, in parts of New England, it got so much snow yesterday, meteorologists refer to it as 12 hours of hell, or as single people call that, Valentine's Day. Actually, I thought 12 hours of hell in New England was just asking somebody for directions. He's like, head to Provincetown, are you? Just take the 128, look for the fourth Dunkin' Donuts on the left. There's a roundabout there. You're going to see Tommy out there. Well, Vice President Joe Biden fueled more speculation about his possible 2016 presidential campaign by giving a speech in Iowa. And you know how he's always joking around. Biden said that he was elected to the Senate 129 years ago. But then he said, but I think we can all agree that it's felt much longer. And, yes, Harry. But during the speech, Biden actually gave a big shout out to one of his good old friends. Check out this video here.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Stand up.
What do you think? Can we just show that again, Dick? We have that line.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy. Are you here, Neil?
That's another thing. He was always behind me 100% of the time. Hey, Neil. Neil is always a old butt buddy of mine. He's an old butt buddy of mine. No big deal.
Name him Neil.
Yeah, good old Neil.
Neil, my butt buddy.
Yeah.
All right, he's Seth Meyers.
Hey, you guys. Today is President's Day, said Mitt Romney with a sigh. Not for me. The banks are closed, and it's not for me.
I didn't get that. But anyway, Ellen also yesterday on her daytime program joked about President's Day.
And happy President's Day to you as well. Today, not only does everyone get a day off work, but Obama, if he sees his own shadow, we get 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah, it's too long. But President's Day should be a day of remembrance, and that's why we celebrate our presidents the most honorable way we know, and that is by sleeping and getting a great deal on a mattress.
That's it, yeah. Sheets, cars, buy new furniture, all that stuff.
I
read a lot of stuff. I went through a website yesterday of all the presidents and some of the quirky things. There are some real characters who've been president of this country in many different ways. We focus on some of it now more because the news media does, but some real interesting reading if you ever have time. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, might Obama have the upper hand in his middle-class economics budget?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Great!
Endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. A more popular Barack Obama has proposed what he calls a middle-class economics budget. Does he now have the upper hand, or does the GOP Congress have the final say?
No, I think it's dead on arrival as such. I think this is more of an aspirational kind of proposal. This is where I'd like to go. This is where I think the country wants to go. I think he's gambling that many of these proposals would be quite popular. Free community college and tax breaks for middle class working folks. But it's not, the Republicans are not going to buy into anything that has his name on it. So some elements of this may in fact trickle through. We may use the word trickle.
What you would have expected to see: compression of income inequality during the downturn, and then an increase in income inequality as the economy recovered and stocks rose. Instead, it's just been a consistent pattern through the Obama years of these wealth gaps getting wider. I think that's one of the reasons that there's a lot of energy on the political left. Let's just be clear about something. If you send $500 to the government and it sends you $1,500 back, whatever that is, that's not a tax cut. And that is what President Obama is talking about. He's talking about large degrees of income redistribution.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
It's 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horan and Ken Kester. Did I hear another voice in there?
It's just us chickens here.
The chickens, all right. Bok, 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 bok. Ivan Eland is going to join us in a few minutes. He's somebody that we get on from time to time, writes for the Huffington Post. The focus will be the war against ISIS, and that's from a reporter's, that's sort of a reporter's notebook, if you know what I mean. Speaking of mean... Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have a lot of Texas stories today. Story of a bigger-than-life problem, the executive action on immigration. Federal judge in Texas yesterday blocking the president's action, giving Texas, and I think there are 25 or so other states, mm-hmm. that are trying to pursue this lawsuit that aims to permanently stop what the president was doing. Isn't it a shame that we can't have leadership, whether it be on the federal, the national level, the state level, and the local level, that actually cooperates? We have this mania. Everybody wants to do his or her own thing. I'm the leader. I'm the boss. I say what goes. Instead of figuring out, this is so un-American, or I don't know if that, it's unhealthy. No, I'm not just talking about the immigration thing. I'm talking about the fact that these sort of disputes are going on all over the place. Do you realize, as a taxpayer, how much this stuff is costing? I'm talking about the legal, the states versus the federal government. Do you know how much that costs the taxpayers? And what we're dealing with is the egos of people who are, I'm right, I'm the president, I get to do what I want to do.
And
what
there
kind
was
of
such
leadership
a mandate.
Is that?
I mean, the thing is there was such a mandate during the last election that people wanted change.
Yeah.
It wasn't a mandate for the Republican Party. It was a mandate that people were just tired of people arguing all the time and not getting anything done. And it's like, here we are back doing that same thing again.
And the White House releases a statement criticizing the judge's decision. What does that do to move the whole issue forward and settle or solve it? It is this drawing a line in the sand. Okay, I'm right. This is what I say. This is what we're going to do.
Disregard the law, too.
It's disrespectful to the country and to our talent and our we're working, many of us, hard to pay for this kind of nonsense. And I resent the hell out of it, frankly. The fact that these people are supposedly leaders and they are supposed to be in leadership, there is understanding. And in understanding, there is knowledge. And there isn't any of that here. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court making it clear that the feds can set priorities in enforcing immigration laws, which is what the president did when he announced the policies, which he called the common sense approach for our broken immigration system. The policies are consistent with laws passed by Congress and decisions of the Supreme Court. That's what the White House said in their statement. Meanwhile, there is a lot of disagreement in the Department of Justice. Man, the sooner Eric Holder gets out of there, the better off everybody's going to be. I find this so disturbing. Because once again, we're fighting with ourselves, and the whole business about what is the expression, divided house conquers itself or something. What is that? What's that expression?
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
Thank you. That too.
That's very good, Ken. Look at you.
The post office. What's the slogan of the post office?
Wind, sleet, rain.
Yeah.
And bad governing. But we have your mail there.
We're in the farm. Is on the rural delivery. We've had mail three times in the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
No mail is getting delivered.
It's good. You don't have to pay your bills then, right?
Well, everybody still seems to be pushing for their money.
I mean, if they can't get to you, yeah. What are you going to do? You're an innocent victim, Dougie.
I am, yeah, right. It would be nice if with the bills not coming, the checks don't come either. So it's one of those yada yadas. Okay, so 22 minutes for the hour. Speaking of the weather, we have a story at DougSteffen.com today from Ithaca, New York, which seems to be surrendering to winter. They have a tourism website there, Kenny. Visit Ithaca.com. And if you go to Visit Ithaca.com today, you will see a promotion for Key West, Florida. So they're suggesting instead of coming to Ithaca, you'd be smart to go to Key West. Be smart to go anywhere in Florida. Where is the line? The video of the day today comes from the Weather Channel, and it's Jim Cantore. He's probably one of the most visible guys. He's in New England and sort of celebrating. There was a thunderstorm during the snowstorm the other day. He thought that was very exciting, and that's sort of what this video is all about. Kenny, you still can't get open the video I sent you from the farm, right?
Yes! Yes! We got it, baby!
This is Cantore.
We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes!
You got to see it. It's funny to listen to, but it's better to see. It really is. It's quite entertaining. And all of this stuff. I mean, there are two sides to what people are feeling when it comes to the weather. All of us, Jennifer and Kenny and I, are all on the West Coast. They, Jennifer and Ken, have not experienced what's been going on this year. I have. And that's why I'm not there, amongst other things. It just has, we were talking about this in the last hour, I think. Wasn't it? Yeah, the last hour. Seasonal digestive disorder and how it is raising Cain.
You have to get depressed in weather.
I was
like that.
So I was clinically depressed because of that and some other things going on, but mostly the darkness and you can't do anything, you can't go anywhere, and it's getting worse. Yesterday, Joe Dignan, who is my manager on the farm, called me and said that they can't move any vehicles. They can't get out of their own way. The snow is so deep it can't be piled up. I have a case backhoe loader. A case backhoe loader.
Wow.
I have three different bucket loaders. I have five bobcats on the farm, and we can't make the piles any bigger. There's no place to put the snow. So what we did was use one of the trucks to haul it out into the field, cut a path in the field, and go out and dump the snow into the field. But with the snow and the wind yesterday, there's a picture I saw of the house. The entire first floor is covered, so the downstairs would be dark.
Gosh, because you can't see out the window.
You can't see out the window. There's no light getting in, and you can't.
Have you tried plugging in like a hair dryer?
No, that doesn't work. I'm happy in Santa Monica, thanks. I can use the hair dryer any day, or I can just go outside in the warmth and it dries my hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it's very, very discouraging for a lot of people. So I get a kick out of the tourism website, visitithaca.com, where visitors are encouraged to
just go. You can't beat them, join them, right?
South, right, yeah. Go south, young man, go south. It's 18 before the hour. Ivan Elin focuses with us on ISIS in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. Fresh Healthy Vending is a publicly traded company trading under stock code VEND. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go. And that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 7000. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 7000. That's readyforfresh.com, code 7000.
I'm Jane Apple. Gate small business expert with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. Don't forget to sign up for BuzzBox Coffee like Jennifer has. Get your first pound of coffee free. Experience what so many people are experiencing. They love the smell, the taste, the flavor of this coffee is beyond just what you can imagine if you're a regular coffee drinker and you drink the crud that comes from especially these the convenience stores. Ah, mud. I'm told it tastes like mud.
Some of the coffee has mold in it, so this is really good, healthy, clean coffee from BuzzBox. Yeah.
866-456-7805 to sign up for your free coffee from BuzzBox. Go to DougSteffen.com. The orange boxes that are on the right-hand side of most of the pages on the website give you the opportunity to sign up there as well, whichever is easier. On the web, BuzzBox Coffee, or call 866-456-7805 to get your free coffee. Joining us now, Jennifer friend Kenny and I have Ivan Eland, who's the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He has written a lot in the Huffington Post. Matter of fact, this week he writes, quote, Mr. Obama surprisingly has sent a request to Congress to seemingly limit his authority to wage war against ISIS and associated persons and forces by restricting its duration to only 3 years and ruling out enduring offensive ground combat operations. So what does all that mean in English, Ivan?
Well, it doesn't mean as much as you think it does. It's more for show. That long phrase that you just mentioned, no one is really sure what that means. Now, the one thing that is significant is the three-year renewal that Congress would have to take this up. It doesn't necessarily limit the campaign to 3 years, but Congress would have to reapprove it, which is probably a good thing for Congress, because Congress likes to escape approving or disapproving awards, because then they're on the hook for some responsibility.
Yeah, they're held accountable. What a concept.
The major problem with it is the phrase associated groups and persons, and they can run with that. They've run with the 2001 authorization, which didn't even say that, to hit groups in Somalia, Yemen, and Pakistan that had nothing to do with 9/11. So this in there, there's a danger that they'll be going all over the world and creating more terrorists by wantonly bombing people. And I think that, unfortunately, when you have a success of a group, and I mean success by taking over territory, other groups like to imitate it, whether they're really affiliated with the group or not. So, of course, a lot of these groups are forming in Libya, Afghanistan, et cetera. Well, not so much Afghanistan, but they're having people that have signed up for a pledge of allegiance to ISIS. You have a lot of wannabes out there, and, of course, this resolution can be used to take on almost anybody they want.
Do you ever write about, as you look back at the history of all of this, have you ever written and or thought about how this all began? That is, how these places that are oil rich have become such enemies of ours because of the tactics of the oil companies, which we had to protect then with our soldiers and with our might and force?
Well, yeah, the problem is called the oil curse, that there's oil is, you know, some mysteriously found in autocracies. Well, what it is that we tolerate the autocracies because we want the oil. And unfortunately, over time, the only dissent that was allowed was in mosques. And that's why religious Islam, political Islam has become really legitimized in the eyes of many Muslims. And of course, this has been taken to the radical extreme. So I think there's been a role of the United States in supporting a lot of autocracies along the way, and it's bred all this. And the other thing that really triggers off jihad, which we never discuss, is non-Muslim occupations of Muslim land. You have the problem in Chechnya. That's the issue in Israel. It's the issue almost anywhere. The U.S. in Afghanistan, the Soviets in Afghanistan, us in Iraq, and that sort of thing. So I think to the extent that we can combat this without having a large ground presence is a good idea. And I think that's one thing I think Obama has realized to some extent.
Well, but now with the ease of transportation, these things there's a danger of these things being somehow or other transmitted all over the world. It's easy for some of these guys to get on a plane and go wherever they want to and do their damage and hide behind just the fact that they look like civilians.
Well, I think that's true to some extent, but we have to be careful because they do need friendly populations to hide along, which the U.S. doesn't have. They're also terrorists that matters of distances too, and we've always been away from the world's conflict zones, and our founders realized that we could stay out of some of this. So I think we need to be more selective in the groups that we go after. Why make unnecessary enemies? And we really haven't done that. We've treated it like we treated the Cold War communists as a communist as a communist until we found out that maybe we could drive a wedge like Nixon did between the communists. I think we can probably do that with groups too. I think we need to be more discerning. We just can't say, well, they're all crazies and we all got to bomb them, because I think we're actually probably creating more terrorists by bombing, because you accidentally kill civilians and that
and they play on that.
You don't get any credit for that because you're a foreign occupier or attacker.
Yeah, there's plenty of animosity created by that. But either you put troops on the ground, which the Americans don't really want, the citizenry here doesn't want it, but you can do the kind of extractions, the surgical extractions, if you use them, whereas, as you just said, using the bombs kills a lot of innocents, and then we're held accountable, and that's for good reason, because we're killing him under the circumstances.
Well, in my book, I say that, you know, it's actually better not to use U.S. forces. The U.S. forces are the best in the world, but the problem is a lot of times they don't have local knowledge. They don't know who are the
good guys and the bad guys. Ivan Eland from the Center on Peace and Liberty here on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time now, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here ready to listen and learn, starting with Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter. Every day he's here to talk with us about something new, something different, something important. And today he's going to talk with you about a new tracking option that Visa credit card is going to use on mobile apps to cut down on fraudulent transactions. You need to hear about this, and you will in a moment here on Good Day.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, would you let your credit card company track your movements if it helps prevent fraud? Visa recently announced a new service that uses your smartphone to verify your location every time your credit card gets used. Visa says the tracking is only an extra step in its fraud detection services, which means that if your phone dies or you leave it in your hotel room, your transaction won't automatically be declined. The tracking is also supposed to make traveling easier, as legitimate transactions can be verified to show that your phone and credit card are in the same place, which means you won't have to call your bank every time you go on vacation to make sure your credit card doesn't mistakenly get declined. The service won't roll out until sometime around April, but Visa is working with banks to build the feature into their mobile apps, which would be pinged to see if a transaction is genuine. If all this sounds super creepy, don't worry. You'll have to opt in to enroll in the program. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Don't miss French Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/half price or go to a Sprint store today.
Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Some of you may be wondering about what's the latest, how the hacker's bank theft could impact you as a consumer. This Kaspersky Lab, I think we were talking about this yesterday, Kenny, a researcher there. This is a Russian firm that has offices all around America. I knew somebody who worked there a few years ago, and this they were up and coming then. Now I think they're more used than they have been. They released a report about this hacker gang that has looted about $1 billion from banks around the world. Does it come out of the bank side, or are they going into individual accounts? I didn't get that. I didn't understand how they were. Are they going right to the bank's websites, or are they getting into individual accounts? Do you know?
I'm sure they're getting into individual accounts.
Mm-hmm. And so is this something that has been handled? They found the hacker, and they are able to cut off whatever other damage he might do? Or is this guy, are these people, whoever the hackers are, still at large?
I think they're still at large. I think they figured out however they got in and have blocked that so they can't keep doing it.
Yeah. What an amazing thing this technology is, isn't it? Huh? Mm-hmm. Woof. Speaking of that, MasterCard and Visa are working on new ways to protect sensitive information and data from these sorts of threats that we're talking about. Visa's token services takes the user's sensitive information out of a transaction, replaces it with a different set of numbers that can still recognize the customer's identity, while MasterCard is focusing on biometrics and chip cards. What? But because of the hackers, they've had to become more creative. Apple. What can you say about Apple?
God, everything. They're running the world.
They really are. Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, says that the Apple Watch is an important fitness device. Apparently, Tim Cook wanted to have something that was wearable for himself to provide timely reminders to get up from their desk and move around, and that's what the Apple Watch has become.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, this stuff is pretty amazing, what it can do. Tesla is trying to build a new battery, and they're selling it for home energy usage. That ought to be something. Yesterday, Brendan and I were sitting in an ice cream shop, and we saw this new BMW electric car. Wow, have you ever seen one of those? They're pretty.
Is it cool?
Pretty, yeah, it was pretty cool looking. 50.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.